Hey, once again, good morning and shalom. We continue to learn about the ministry and the grace of giving. Paul had challenged the church at Corinth, now that you have repented, start all over again the giving. You had started giving last year, and you were the first to start giving last year. And you stopped. Now please speak from where you stopped. May the grace of giving come upon you, just like it was in Macedonia. And he compared the poor church in Macedonia and how that church at Macedonia that had been motivated to give by the Corinthians church, and the way they continued, and this one stopped. So they were told, look at the way these have gone. They are poor and they are troubled, but they are still giving in joy. They are not being forced to give. They have a model that we can emulate. Then he also said, look at Jesus, the best model. Though he was rich, he became poor so that we may become rich. And then the third model that was given in the previous one was you give, become a channel, an equalizer, not that you become poor at the expense of others. Don't give so that you become poor and others rich. No, you give so that all of you can be at equality. And then he says, he talked about what God was doing in the wilderness, that those who corrected much, they did not have more, and those who corrected little, they did not have less. Because at the end of the day, there was enough for all of them. And those who had more, they did not have a problem to release those to those who collected little, because they knew that every morning God had made a policy with them, a policy of grace, that I will feed you, that every morning come and pick manna, come and pick the grace. And every time you come to receive the grace, you will receive it because it is there. You know, if we knew that at any one time we will receive, we are connected to the source, we will not have any problem to let others benefit from us. We will not have a problem to share with those that are poor. In fact, we'll be looking for an opportunity and we'll be begging, like the church at Macedonia, to give. Did you know that it is more blessed to give than to receive? The church at Macedonia had already gotten that revelation. It is more blessed to give than to receive, because there's no way you can give and you fail not to have. Every time you give, you are connecting yourself to the source. And you are telling God, God, let it flow through me. I'm here. I'm available. Whatever you want this other church to have, let it flow through me. It's a prayer. And you are saying, I'm not going to withhold anything. I will allow you to do it. Yes, there's trouble. But the joy comes, like that of Macedonia, for seeing the church at Jerusalem benefit, seeing the others benefit. And when you see the work of God through you, it gives a lot of joy. Now, at this particular point now, after saying that that should be, then he turns to the ministry and the agent of Titus. He says Titus is an agent of comfort. Titus and his compassion and his companion are agents, are resource. Let's look at how this man is a resource. This was the man that Paul sent to go and bring a letter of rebuke. He is a man that was able to bring a feedback to Paul of the change of the people that they have converted. It is the man who celebrated when he saw the change at the Corinthians. But now, he is still a man who Paul would entrust, that after the Corinthians would give, he'll be entrusted to take the giving The blessing, the offering, is called an offering. You see, it's an offering because you're giving it to God, though it's be eaten by the church at Jerusalem. This man was the one to be able to fill it, to take it together with his companion. He will be entrusted. He has is a man of integrity, is an agent of comfort. And Paul loved Titus. He said, but thank God he has given Titus the same enthusiasm for you that I have. So he says, Titus is a man after my own heart. He is as enthusiastic as I am. He has suffered the things that Paul is going through. He was going through. He has been sent by Paul. He's a son of Paul. But now, this man, Titus, Bible says, Titus welcomed our request that he visit you again. So when we were looking for somebody to send, Titus welcomed our request. He said, send me. I'll visit them. So Titus welcomed our request that he visit you again. In fact, he himself was very eager to go and see you. That was Titus. It's a man of comfort. He was carrying comfort. He was carrying something that would that he knew would bring the church of Corinth a blessing. We are also sending another brother with Titus. He's not coming alone. All the churches praise him as a preacher of good news. This other brother is a preacher, he's a carrier of good news. He was appointed by the church to accompany us as we take the offering to Jerusalem, a service that glorifies the Lord and shows our eagerness to help. Talk about those two brothers. We are traveling together to guard against any criticism. It's a good policy. Paul becomes the third team. Titus, the other good brother who is a preacher, and Paul, they'll be traveling together to carry these many to avoid criticism from the super apostles for the way we are handling this generous gift. So they don't want to let people talk about it. There's accountability. There's transparency. They want everybody to know that there are at least three people who have signed and who are carrying this generous gift. We are careful to be honorable before the Lord, but we also want anyone else to see that we are honorable. We are also sending with them another of our brothers, the fourth person, our brothers, actually brothers, who have proven himself many times and how and has shown on many occasions how eager he is. He is now even more enthusiastic because of his great confidence in you. If anyone asks about Titus, say that he is my partner who works with me to help you, and the brothers with him have been sent by the churches, and they bring honor to Christ. So show them your love and prove to all the churches that our boasting about you is justified. So what Paul is saying here is that we have got different people who are carrying this generous gift. They are not coming from the same place, but they are sent of God. One is coming from me, that is Titus. Another one will be coming from the church. The church has given him and has said, this is the one that we want him to represent us. What great privilege to have men and women of God that we can send to go and take a blessing even to the poor church in Jerusalem. May we have such policies so that our work will not be criticized. Nobody is going to be able to criticize what we do. And those policies is what is lacking in our churches. God help us to create those policies, and we will not have anybody to criticize us. Father, give us such a heart like the one that had Paul and Titus. Break the spirit of corruption in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.